Decide in early youth that during your lifetime you will make at least one major lasting contribution to the white race. Lasting contribution to the white race. Taking a lesson from the pages of Jewish history over the past many thousands of years, we find that the main reason for the success of the Jew in his goal towards becoming master of the world has been his constant preoccupation with the welfare of his race and his unstinted dedication to this cause. It has paid him well personally, and the race as a whole has benefited handsomely. Jewish success can be attributed mainly to three major reasons. They stick together. They are unanimously dedicated to their race above anything else. They have a far-reaching plan, as they say. A people without vision perishes. The Jews are a state within a state. Most of the Jewish wealth, generally, is poured back into the cause of the Jewish race. The Jews have set up hundreds of foundations to siphon off their enormous fortunes into Jewish communist goals. Tremendous sums are sent to Israel, and all of them tax-free. Not only do the Jews themselves send their own money to Israel, but they have set up various power plays whereby they extort huge sums of money from the Gentile nations to send to Israel. To date, more than $1 billion has been extracted, for instance, from post-war Germany, and sent to Israel as reparations. But in simple essence, it is out-and-out thievery and blackmail. Imagine forcing the white German people to pay $1 billion to a state that never even existed when the alleged crimes were supposed to have been committed against the Jews as restitution for actions that were never committed from millions of Germans that weren't even born at the time of the alleged crimes. The American white people, on the other hand, are continually sending aid to Israel in the form of Falcon jet fighters, in the form of outright foreign aid, running to the tune of hundreds of millions a year. However, we should not let this obscure the fact that the Jews themselves give, and give generously, to the State of Israel, and to the hundreds and thousands of Jewish organizations in this country. Usually, when a Jew dies, he leaves the mass of his vast fortune to the Jewish cause, in one way or another. According to the Jewish Independent, an economist's newsletter, the average American Jew leaves an estate of $126,000. This is, of course, their reported wealth. The actual figure is probably a lot closer to $500,000. In contrast, the average white man, when he dies, leaves only a meager estate of something like $2,500, hardly enough to bury him. But then we do have a large number of white businessmen who have accumulated a considerable fortune during their lifetime, fortunes that run into many millions of dollars. And where does their money go when they die? Well, since they haven't particularly planned too well ahead and haven't really looked for a good cause to leave it to, and even if they had, they would be hard put to find one. Usually their wealth, too, ends up in the hands of the Jews. How tragic it is that a man like Henry Ford, who fought the Jews most of his business life, was to create a huge multi-billion-dollar fortune, only to have this money fall into the hands of his enemies after his own death, only to be used in perpetuity to promote the Jewish communist cause. Had he personally set up a foundation to further the cause of the white man in one way or another, put dedicated men in charge of that foundation, and transferred a huge part of his estate even before he died, this would not have happened. Furthermore, had there then been a dynamic new religious movement, such as the Church of the Creator, dedicated to the preservation and promotion of the white race. This great white American undoubtedly would have left the bulk of his fortune to such a cause. There now is, and will be forevermore, the Church of the Creator to fight for and promote the cause of the white race. We appeal to all loyal white people who are concerned with the survival of their own kind to make a will and to leave their wealth to our own religion, their own religion, and not let it fall into the hands of the Jews for the promotion of the Jewish cause, the most deadly poison to the white race there is. I also suggest that many other foundations could be set up that could be dedicated to the promotion of the white race. In any case, such foundations or organizations should be well planned and well thought out in advance. Definite action must be taken to ensure the estate will go where intended when the time comes. In all further events, I suggest that a man endowed with a considerable amount of wealth should not wait until he dies before he transfers a large portion of his estate to the cause of the white man. Again, taking a lesson from the Jews, they give and give generously in every fundraising campaign that they undertake in dedication to the Jewish cause. It is not at all unusual for the Jews to have a Bonds for Israel drive in Miami Beach, for instance, and in a few days raise $200 million. In contrast to this, witness the meager response in a fundraising campaign by some right-wing party to further their cause. Perhaps, of course, this might be due to the fact that the white man really hasn't been given a worthwhile program, nor a very worthy cause in the past to which he could really dedicate himself and contribute his hard-earned wealth. However, the time has come, and the cause is now here. There are many other ways that a staunch and loyal member of the white race can contribute to his own kind, to the white race, other than financially. He can, for instance, found a new worthwhile organization dedicated to the cause of his race. He can enter politics and fight for the cause in the political arena. He can write a book that would be of lasting value to his race. There is, for instance, a tremendous need to rewrite the history of the human race, placing in true perspective the nefarious influence of the perfidious Jew in the manipulation of the peoples of the world. The Jew has been overwhelmingly influential in manipulating wars and the destruction of nations over the last several thousand years. He has also written the history books of the world. Since his influence has been cleverly deleted from the history books, this major project of rewriting history will take a tremendous amount of research and compilation in order to do it justice. Another lasting and major project that could be undertaken would be to found an institution for the research and study of white history. Another research institute that would be of tremendous value to the future of the white race would be to study ways and means of encouraging the increase of the finest specimens of our race and discourage the multiplication of the lower spectrum of our race. The list of contributions that could be made to our people is almost endless and is only limited by the fertility of our imaginations.